Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with something to think about.
Every situation is a learning experience, but many people miss the opportunity of the moment. You can have the best teacher in the world, but if you aren't teachable, you won't learn anything. Having a teachable spirit means you admit that you don't know everything. Here are three things God wants to teach you. Number one, how to make right choices. The Bible says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. Psalm 32, verse 8. The Lord will point you in the right direction if you're willing to listen. Number two, how to understand spiritual truths. Jesus said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. John 14, verse 26. The Holy Spirit can teach you valuable lessons on how to live. Number three, how to love unlovable people. For you yourselves, the Bible says, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 9. Saw a bumper sticker which read, God loves you and I'm trying. You know, folks, in our own strength, it's hard for us to love others, but the Lord can show us exactly how to do it. If you're faced with a stressful situation or dealing with an obnoxious person, ask God two questions. Number one, Lord, what do you want to teach me? Folks, God wants you to use that difficulty to teach you something that you don't know. As you continue to learn, you'll grow in wisdom and become spiritually mature. Number two, learn how to do what you should do and respond like you should respond. It will probably be different than your natural reaction, but if you'll respond in the correct way, you'll gain wisdom and you'll know how to respond the next time. As you learn from God, you'll know how to counsel others as they go through the same thing. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this Sunday afternoon, Jim. It just ain't not acting like February, buddy.
This is just not acting like the kind of weather we've been used to, Dave.
I'm hearing that it's supposed to stay this way all week.
Well, according to the forecast this upcoming week, it's supposed to be of a day in the upper 60s to low 70s.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Nice.
Absolutely.
Have you had a good week?
Had a great week.
We got a colonel in the house this morning.
We sure have.
Oh, this afternoon. Eastern Kentucky student.
Yes, man. Yeah. Glad to see him. How you doing down there, Seth?
Doing pretty good.
Well, my daughter will be going down there next year, so you'll have to find her a good church down there to go to. I'm sure there's some dandies down there.
There's some really good churches.
Oh, yeah. We had a good church service this morning.
We sure did. Absolutely.
You know, the quartet sang you all done a Blue Highway song.
Absolutely, Dave.
And I'm going to start off the show with that today.
That's a good way to do that.
They do a little bit better than us, but we have fun doing it.
Well, so. You all had fun. It sounded good this morning.
Well, I'm glad you thought so, Jim. We had a good service, though, and everything went real good. Here's Blue Highway, seven Sundays in a row.
sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Up, we lost John and the rations fell below. Now Al and Bill are lying beneath an avalanche of snow. Now here I am all alone and I know I cannot stop. more yards in front of me before I reach the top. Matterhorn, Matterhorn. Men have tried and men have tried to climb the Matterhorn, that mighty Matterhorn.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
Woo! Big Mac, Mac Jr., Grand Mac 2. That's three Mac sizes made just for you. So no matter where you might be at, there's a Big Mac for that.
Big Mac for that!
Lunchtime already. Today's extraordinary.
There's a Big Mac for that!
Got rid of all that spam. Clear the paper jam.
Big Mac for that!
Juicy, cheesy, iconic Big Mac burger. Now in three sizes. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. Man, I'm loving it at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Your morning routine has been so routine. Wake up and go to work. Well, change it up. Wake up and go to McDonald's for a delicious McCafe coffee. It's just $1. Wake up and win the day. Get any size coffee freshly brewed every 30 minutes for $1. Or delicious small mocha, latte, or hot chocolate for $2. Buy 5 McCafe beverages and get one free on our app. For a limited time, $1 any size hot coffee. Only valid for a la carte offers. McCafe Rewards is valid through 12/31/17 and participating U.S. McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
Now listen, you drunken driver, while here on earth you dwell, you never know when the time will come when you'll have to say farewell. I saw an accident one day would charm the hearts of men and teach him never to drink a drop with the steering wheel in his hand. This awful accident occurred on the 20th day of May. It caused two loving children to sleep beneath the clay. These two dear kids walked side by side out on the state highway. Their loving mother, she had died, and their father had run away. They were talking of their loving parents, how sad their hearts did feel, when around the curve came a speeding car with a drunk man at the wheel. The driver saw these two dear kids and hooted a drunkard sound. Get out of the road, you little fools, and the car had brought them down. The driver staggered from his car to see what he had done. His heart sank within him when he saw his dying son.
then picked up his little one and carried him to his car. Then leaning on the running board, he prayed a drunkard's prayer, saying, "Please, oh Lord, forgive me for this awful crime I've done." His attention then was called away to the words of his dying son, saying, "Take us to our mother, Dad. She sleeps beneath the ground. It was you and her we were talking about when the car had knocked us down. And please, dear Dad, don't drink no more while driving on your way, but meet us with our mother, Dad, in heaven some sweet day."
Beyond the mountaintop, oh, there's honey in the rock for me. I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? I've got a home in that rock, just beyond the mountaintop. I've got a home in that rock, don't you see? Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock, just beyond the mountaintop. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, no more water, it's fire next time. God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock, just beyond the mountaintop. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, I'm traveling up that King's Highway. Oh, I'm traveling up that King's Highway. Got all Satan on my track, I never think of looking back. Oh, I'm traveling up that King's Highway. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me. Oh, there's honey in the rock, just beyond the mountaintop. Oh, there's honey in the rock for me.
Honey in the rock for me.
Now you imagine that.
Sam, I walked out of church today, and he was out there flirting with a girl.
Yep.
And it was his wife.
My wife, Tracy.
I said, "Jim, I can't keep you from flirting with
the
girl."
But
girls.
It's hard to, ain't it, Sam, when it's your wife?
Well, that's right. She's a pretty one. You got a...
Well, thank you. We're both pretty.
You married up.
We
did
both
I tell you that lately?
You sure have. I think we both did.
Me and Jim's a dragon a little bit. We went and played basketball last night. We're 57 years old, and we lasted 15 minutes.
That's
scored
to
like
it.
5 points.
Yeah, pushed it the last set, Benny.
And Leo pulled a hamstring.
Where'd y'all play at?
Over at church.
Yeah. Oh.
And I think Jim's kind of tickled that Leo got her sick. Sit down.
All of us got a rest after that.
Yeah, and then I took Keith and Horse, and he beat me.
Oh, did he beat you?
Yeah, he beat me. Well. But it was H-O-R-S-E to H-O-R-S. So.
Well, that's close, but we had a good time.
Oh, wasn't that fun?
Absolutely. Fun? Sure did.
We heard earlier from a good friend at McDonald's. My girls were out of town this weekend, so I took advantage of that, you know, while they're gone. McDonald's has helped you out in a pinch,
absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely. And good
best French fries. Man, they got good French fries.
I run by every morning and get their coffee.
I
like their coffee.
I think your head office is over there at McDonald's.
It could be. I may have to move an office over there, but it is a great place to eat.
Oh, it is. 14 locations throughout, 13 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky, and one of these days, Sam's going to name them all.
He sure will. He's working on it, ain't yeah. Sam?
He looks like he played basketball last night.
Looks kind of run down.
Yeah.
Looks kind of like me and you this morning.
Yeah, I went on before the show and ate me a big bowl of soup and fell asleep in the recliner.
But so, yeah, it's easy done.
And they're good friends at Jones Bethel Funeral Home. James Andrew carried on tradition for many, many years. What a great facility they got up there.
They sure have top of the line.
Oh, man. They keep their building updated through the years, and they're just great.
Sure. Plenty of room.
Oh, yeah. Any kind of funeral you need, from relocation to
military,
just anything you need there. They're good people. Damn. And they're good friends at 789. What's the number, Sam? One. You put an extra 11, one on there.
One on it.
You went, one.
Got tongue tied, didn't you, Sam?
And we're talking about our good friends at
Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
Well, I'll tell you what,
right here in town.
Fine people.
Absolutely.
Everybody sure needs an attorney at some point in their life, and you need to go see our good friends at Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher, located at
412 2nd Street, right in the basement.
Yeah, they do a great job, Jim.
Absolutely.
And they give back to the communities.
Which
they live in here in Paintsville. You know, when they hear a ball game on, I always hear their advertisements on there. And you got to support your local people.
You do.
If you've been in a car wreck or need a lawyer for anything, you need to give these folks a call. They're expert in their fields. But the nice thing about Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher is they speak your language, they understand you, and they'll speak in a language you can understand.
They're local. They know what we
They don't use any big $50 words on us, anyway.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that throws us off.
They know them. They
can use them if they need to.
Yeah, it will. But they've been a proud sponsor. You know, it's going on 3 years.
Three years.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So, that's amazing. Our good friends at Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher, located at
412 2nd Street, right here in Paintsville, Kentucky.
We had a request from our very own Sam, and we better play it real quick before he falls asleep. The Ballad of Jed Clement by Lester Flatt.
He wanted us to do the Salty Dog Blues for him, Earl. Would you do that?
Do it then, I guess.
Great big hole in the bottom of my shoe.
Let me be your son of dog, or I won't be your man at all.
Look here, Sal, I know you. Run down, stopping in a white shoe.
I'd let it be your son. Let me be your son, dog. Or I won't be your man at all. I'd let it be your son,
dog. Eyes down. While we're setting on the law, clank on the trigger and eye on the hook.
And let me be your son. Let me be your son, dog, or I won't be your man at all. And let me be your son, dog.
I pulled the trigger and the gun said go, shot fell over in Mexico.
I'd let it be your son. Let me be your son.
Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee one by one, because one was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee two by two, because two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee three by three, because three was the Hebrew children. Two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee four by four, because four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee five by five, because five was the five that come back alive. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee ten by ten, because ten was the ten commandments. Nine was the nine that stood in the line. Eight was the eight that waited at the gate. Seven was the seven that never got to heaven. Six was the six that didn't get fixed. Five was the five that come back alive. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. In Bethlehem. Children born in Bethlehem.
Dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. Better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. Some people live here on this earth, got to head down to the ground. Better look up toward the heaven, thank the Lord that you're around. Get down on your knees and pray every morning, noon, and night. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. Gotta walk in the sunshine, sing in the moonlight, pray every morning at the break of dawn until your Savior comes. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, gonna live a dirty life. You got dust on the Bible, gonna live a dirty life. Better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible,
gonna live a dirty life. Wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you'll live a dirty life. If you got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. You better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
Oh, that's our oldest sponsor.
Absolutely. Been not there saying for a long time.
She's old.
You're just
saying she's not. She's mean as rattlesnake.
That'd have to be.
I asked her, I said, you get in trouble? And she just give you that little smile when I say that.
Uh-huh.
That's our oldest sponsor, Jim.
Absolutely.
Fannin Seating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric. Oh, they've been with us 32 years.
32 years, long time.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, and we're so tickled to have them. They're good partners with us.
We sure are.
Yeah, they're good people.
They are.
Free estimates, specializing in American Standard products, too. You can't hook them wrong.
Nope.
You can't hook them wrong.
Absolutely not, Dave.
I'm telling you. How's that grandbaby?
Doing great. Buddy, he's growing like a weed,
yeah,
as you say.
Well, I know we asked Keith if he could do something last night, and he had to think twice because he's a daddy now. So.
It don't come as quick as it used to be.
That's exactly right. Hey, we're going to be giving something away shortly. But who's wanting to hear some Hilo Brown?
Me and Sam was.
I believe that was you.
We've been sitting here talking about some of these good old bluegrass singers. We've been trying to dig some of them out, haven't we, Sam?
If I could hear my mother pray again.
Amen.
Here's Hilo.
How sweet and happy seems those days in which I dream, when memory recalls them now and then. And with the rapture sweet my weary heart would be, if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear voice, and then how glad I'd be would mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray again. She used to pray that I on Jesus would rely and always walk the shining gospel way. So trusting still his love, I seek that home above where I shall meet my mother some glad day. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear her tender voice, and then how happy I would be, would mean so much to me, if I could hear my mother.
That's old Hilo Brown.
Hilo Brown, but that's a good song.
Oh, man, he was a dandy. How'd he get his name, Jim?
Nothing.
He can sing high and he can sing low.
So that's what I was.
They called him old High-Low.
Well, did him and Clyde ever have any joint ventures?
They played some. You know, Mike Daniels played banjo with him a lot. Mike's got a lot of stories on old High-Low. He played with him a long time,
Very good.
We're going to give away a CD right now, Butler CD.
Jerry Butler.
We're going to play cut number six. And you be the 10th caller if you like this CD at 789-0318, and we'll lay it in your hands.
Absolutely.
But before we play it, I want to talk about my good friends at McCoy's Trace Service.
James,
you're about
McCoy.
To get a call from me.
All right.
Because I need some landscaping.
Landscaping.
395-0473, who I'm going to call. Free estimates. Been in Minnesota 40 years.
40 years.
Long you need time. Tree stump removal, topping, trimming, tree removal, anything you need.
Gutters cleaned out, you
name. He's insured, too. Been in business a long time. He's got the equipment to do the job, too. Him and Donna are great people, too. 395-0473. Give him a call. That's McCoy's Tree Service. Be the 10th caller at 789-0318, and we'll give you this Jerry Butler CD.
One tear-stained Sunday morning in a sad little country town, a congregation gathered, the hearts and heads hung down. The ashes were still smoldering where the church house used to stand. So much good gone up in smoke, it's hard to understand. Preacher clutched his Bible, you know his eyes were filled with grief. He said, sometimes the way the good Lord works, it's a mystery to me. You gotta believe through the darkest hour, put your faith in a higher power. Find the strength to start again. You can't give up and you can't give in. Hold on with all your might. Let love be your guiding light. Everything will turn out right. You gotta believe. At a little house on Main Street, behind a clean white picket fence, a man poured out a bottle that almost done him in. His wife stood right beside him, you know her love was strong and true. She said, darling, you can lean on me, I won't give up on you. You gotta believe the darkest hour, put your faith in a higher power. Find the strength to start again. You can't give up and you can't give in. Hold on with all your might. Let love be your guiding light. Everything will turn out right. You gotta believe. Questions, it's a rough and rocky road. Sometimes there are answers that heaven only knows. You gotta believe through the darkest hour, put your faith in a higher power. Find the strength to start again. You can't give up and you can't give in. Hold on with all your might. Let love be your guiding light. Everything will turn out right. You gotta believe. Ooh, everything will turn out right. You gotta believe.
won't you spare me over till another year? What is this that I can't see with ice cold hand taking hold of me?
Well, this is death, none can excel. I hold the key for heaven or hell.
Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Your tongue till you can't talk, I'll stiffen your limb till you can't walk,
I'll blind your eyes till you can't see this very hour, come and go with me.
Oh, death. Oh, till another year. Oh, death, how you're treating me, you're blinding my eyes till I can't see.
You're stiffening my limbs and are making me cold, taking my body from my soul.
Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another? Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year?
Al Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. I believe that was on Old Brother.
Old Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
That was a good
well,
movie.
What's going on out at the Checker Championship of the World out there? Slow's Cup of Coffee in Johnson County, Phillips Heat and Hardware, Jim.
Well, I guess that he's just staying busy like always.
Yeah?
I know he's still got them C-Series Heat Masters.
Hey. Those are nice.
Absolutely. And if you've not checked on any of them, you need to call him up.
Those are nice. The nice thing is, you know, a lot of families in this area have their siblings or their children living right next to them.
Absolutely.
And you can heat two homes for less than you can heat one.
Absolutely. That's true, Dave.
And tell us about some of his hardware out there, Jim.
Well, he's got anything for to, you know, protect your water lines from freezing. He's got the heat tapes. He's got salt for your sidewalks. And he's got any kind of a hardware.
Might need air conditioner.
Well, that's true. Hadn't thought about that. He's got filters that you can change in your units. But right now, he may have air conditioner.
I'm telling you.
I bet he's got garden seed.
Yeah. I think my grass is growing a little bit.
It is right now. And this week, if it stays the temperature the way it is right now, it's going to grow quite a bit.
You know, he's your snapper dealer.
Yes, he is.
For Eastern Kentucky. You need to get out there now and be thinking about that. And you only, you know, have you ever went to work on something not had the right tools?
I sure have.
Driving crazy. Got the right tools, my dad always said.
You can fix about anything you
get
need.
Get you a good mower out there, Phillips. They got financing available. Or if you're pleased with what you got and it's not running, you can take it down there and they'll fix it for you.
Or call them and they'll come pick it up.
If it's too big for you to haul down there, call them. They'll come pick it up and bring it back like a brand new one. You know, that's what Jim does with his, if Teresa has to pull on the weed eater over 10 times, she has him take it down there. Yeah. She wants five. She needs to get him one of those Echoes because you just half pull and they start. They've got all that down there. The Echo weed eater, chainsaws.
They got all the safety features with it. They've got safety glasses, a champ for the chainsaw. The
well, you know, Jim, when you live on a farm, I'm sure you could use a generator from time to time.
Well,
they rent them down there at Phillips Heating Hardware.
Can't we all when the electric goes out?
Oh, man, when the electric goes out, you're going to need them. A lot of these farmers, you know, they need a generator to pump water or whatever.
That's true.
They can do that for you, too. And what a bait shop they got down there. Man, right now it's time to fish.
Well, now, you see a lot of boats on the road. I did today.
Yeah.
So they, you know where they're going.
You do.
Out there at Paintsville Lake. So just stop by Phillips on the way through and they can fix you.
297-3456. Pay your bills down there. Sam does.
Yes, ma'am.
Pay your power bill, no charge. You know, there's no need in paying $30 and $40 late charges when you don't have to.
If it's due the day you pay it, it's taken care of.
Now, we'll warn you. If you want a cup of coffee and you walk in there and you see the pot empty, you might as well sit down. It's going to take a while to get it.
That's true.
That's a
well, he likes your company. He don't want you to leave.
I guess that's
He likes your company.
I guess he was in there one day hollering at a customer. And I said, boy, you can't treat your customers like that. But they're like family down there.
Absolutely.
And go down there and get you in a big checker game. And
and enjoy it.
We're working on that game with him, Wallace. It's about to happen.
Yeah,
Wallace has had a little setback, but we're trying to make that happen. So go see our good friend. And then right across the street is our good institution, Connolly Tire. Any kind of tire that you can imagine demand, they got or can get for you, any budget.
Yeah.
They got financing available on tires of any budget. Chris can quote you a price just right now without even thinking about it.
And they got top of the line, the front end line.
Oh, yeah. Latest state-of-the-art front alignment.
Absolutely.
And if your brakes need work, they can do that too. Home
oil
of a $25
change.
Synthetic oil change. Or if you want to bring your own oil and filter down there, they'll change oil for $10.
Can't beat that. Absolutely.
Good
not.
Interstate batteries down there at Connolly Tire. And now their coffee pot works pretty fast.
Real quick, and it's stale.
Oh, it's stout, boy. I'm telling you.
And the thing of it is, with if you don't know for sure what they will work on, call them.
Give them a call. What's her number down there, Jim?
297-2424.
Oh, you got her. You got her. Our good friend at Connolly Tire, remember, they got financing, and they got all your truck accessories, too. Your rims and your wheels and just anything you need down there.
That is true.
At Connolly Tire.
True, true.
Institution. They've been around there for 100 well, million years, you know. Go see them. Here's Daily Vincent, Arkansas, with Ricky Skaggs.
I'm satisfied with just
still, wrong song, but still a good one.
A little silver and a little gold, but in that city where there is some will shine, I want to go on that silver. Just over the hill,
I got a mansion just over the hillside, and I do. You do too.
We do too. Well, any Christian does.
Congratulations, Susie Edwards, on winning that Jerry Butler CD.
Yes, 10th caller.
There's the preacher man. Hello, brother.
How you doing, buddy?
Are you ready for your show today?
Amen.
Our Lord has the answer.
We promote Jesus like y'all do. It's good.
Amen. You know, brother, Jesus has given us free will.
He did.
And there's been a lot of people saved on your show.
Absolutely.
You've got a wonderful show, Paul.
Well, it's God.
I know. It's God. God's in control.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
God's given us free will and put you here.
Give him the glory.
And
have the patience to do it.
That's right. Test, that's your concert coming up.
Huh?
You got a concert coming up, don't you, at the
Max? Yes, okay, thank you. Concert, April 22nd, Beautiful Mountain Arts Center, Saturday night at 6:45, and here's the lineup. Kentucky sweetheart, Marlena Van Hoos.
Oh, she's a dandy, buddy.
And we're trying to get a kind of American flag up somewhere so we can hear her sing national anthem and
Amen.
Other songs she's singing.
Amen. Amen.
Real inspiring night.
It is.
Marlena's enough for the whole show.
Oh, right there. Yeah.
And we have the Prima Quartet.
Oh, boy.
The McCameys and a group from where's Keith Whitley from? Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook. Called Timber and Nails.
Amen.
Wonderful group. So, having a good time. Tell you what, though, people need to get their tickets because I'm telling you, you wait till that night, you'll be running around trying to find a ticket. So,
yeah, they sell out up there pretty good. Especially that Primitive Quartet, they're good.
Yeah, the Primitive. And it's just going to be a great time. Pray somebody gets saved. And like I said, this promotes
Amen.
The radio program.
All Amen.
Day. April 22nd, that's the third, fourth Saturday in April at 6:45.
Yeah, you call 1-800-MAC-ARTS, right?
MAC-ARTS, yeah.
All right. Well,
get your tickets. Thank you for the time.
No problem.
Amen.
Well, we got to get out of here, boys. Till we see you next week. Highland Bluegrass Quartet next week, by the way.
Absolutely.
Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always remember, keep Lord Jesus Christ in mind.
We'll see you next week. See Jim.
See Dave.
Thank you, boy.
I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw an old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Now its hull was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. The waves were but that old ship was steady. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Now at the stern of the ship was the captain. I could hear as he called out my name. He said, get on board, it's the old ship of Zion. It may never pass this way again. Now as I step on board, I'll be leaving all my troubles and heartaches behind.
captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. Yes, sailing out on the old ship of Zion.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.